Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, T.J. Tipton and Brad Dick.
Well, Bradley, good evening to you.
Good evening.
How is it out there in that metropolitan town of Waldron, Arkansas?
Waldo is great.
That's
cooled up a little today.
Really? Yeah, it is. It has been extremely
cool. Around the world, Right Talk Live is on.
Hey, everybody's getting excited about this. People just talk and talk and talk. You know, just trying to get the show lined out. The hardest part in the show is the first 3 minutes.
Isn't it though?
Hey, I really, we've got some interesting things to talk about. We've got a lot to talk about, right? Of course, we've got the border crisis. Maxine Waters is all upset. I can't imagine.
Maxine,
that's the part. You're going to get stressed out and have a heart attack or something. She's older than dirt anyway, right? Did you know that they found the missing Haitians? Yeah. But before we get into that, and that also, we need to move to California, Bradley. Because apparently shoplifting is not a crime there anymore.
Really?
Well, they might as well. They're giving away California to everybody anyway. You know, everybody but the right people.
That's right.
So, welcome to the show, Right Talk. T.J. Tipton, Brad Dick. And you can watch us live stream with us every Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Time on righttalkshow.com/TJ. Now, if you're an intelligent individual like Brad Dick, you will basically share this. And you
basically.
Can check out, you can share, Brad. One thing, I tell you what I'm getting really sick of, Brad. I'm sorry. I've got to say this. I'm tired of you and Roseanne talking back and forth, chatting naughty little things to each other. That has to come to a stop. Okay? Whole world reads this stuff, Bradley. Okay? The whole world reads this stuff. Roseanne, I'd be ashamed of myself. Anyway, we'll stop right there. We won't go any further with that. Keep your comments if you want to have private messages to each other. You say whatever you want to as long as I don't have to read it, okay? All right. So, don't look at me like that, Bradley. I can see what you're...
I think you must be reading something different.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it was... Okay. Hidden messages, I'm sure. Hidden messages, yeah, that's probably... righttalkshow.com/Brad. Mm-hmm. You might catch one or two of those little peekaboo messages from each other there. Okay. righttalkshow.com/ Brad. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you can also catch us on YouTube. There might be a time that, I've been getting a lot of people complaining about our stand. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. These regressives, man, they just can't stand me. They just cannot. I mean, they're filling up my my space on Facebook. Let's put it that way, okay? And so, which it don't bother me. I'm tough-skinned, you know, and I'm not one to just sit back and take things lightly, as some might not know, because that I am such a gentle soul. But there might be a time that we're not on Facebook, Bradley. The powers that be might press the button and take us off because they don't like conservative. They don't like Christians. They don't like anything that has to do with the gospel. So we might say something that disturb them a little bit too much, and they press the button.
Oh,
yeah. But you can always catch us live on Right Talk Show. That's 1T, RightTalkShow.com /YouTube. And all of our recordings are, all of our videos are recorded. We're on podcasts. I'm really excited about the podcast, Bradley.
Yeah.
More and more people are joining us. More and more people are listening to us. States like California, New York, places that normally don't get a conservative voice, right? I know there's conservative voices out there. I realize we're not the only ones. And there's some people that have some really good voices out there, podcasts out there. But at the same time, I believe that the uniqueness of our show, because that we're not afraid to talk about politics and religion combined, a lot of podcasters will stay away from religious right, and we embrace it. So we embrace Christianity, we embrace Jesus Christ, and a lot of things that other shows kind of, you know, we don't want to get that involved. We don't mind getting involved, right? So you can go to our Apple podcast, is righttalkshow.com /Apple. If you're already in Apple podcast, you can search our show. That says Right Talk. I told you the other day, I'm really liking Spotify. I like Spotify. I also like iHeart, okay? Because iHeart's a little bit more radio-oriented, right? And I do have a playlist on iHeart, a praise and worship playlist on iHeart. So, but at the same time, I'm really falling in love with Spotify. If you want to check us out at Spotify, it's righttalkshow.com/Spotify. But the thing I'm really excited about, in 8 days, Bradley.
That's right. I know it. Here it comes.
We're giving away.
It's almost as big as Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I'm going to see if Rhonda will order me one. Maybe if I chat with Roseanne, maybe she might order me one. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe I could get on her good side for once, right?
Yeah,
you know,
for once.
Yeah, just for once. Just one time. It's all I need. Just one time to get on Roseanne's good side. And she might just buy me one of these hats. I'll tell her where to buy it for me at. You know, I know you too cheap too. I know you are, but.
Yeah.
Okay. you are a conservative. There's no doubt about it. Okay.
I conserve.
So, yeah, you conserve, and probably in that area, I'm just a little bit more liberal. So we're giving away the Trump Take America Back hat, cap,
yeah.
Baseball cap, right? And we're giving away free. All you have to do is go to righttalkshow.com/Trump. That's righttalkshow.com/Trump. We're going to give this away.
Yeah.
All you need to do is give us an email. We're going to give this away. There's no doubt about it, Bradley. We're going to give this cap away. Now, you can get it in red. You can get it in black. You can get it in blue. The colors, just about any color you want. Of course, mine.
Realtree.
That's my favorite, Realtree. And we're going to give it away. And
we're
going to mail it right to your house from the factory, right to your house from the factory. And all you have to do is go to righttalkshow.com/Trump. Okay. TR.
They can put in up to 9 entries, right?
Yeah. All they got to do is sign up, share it in a few places, and they can get 9 entries. I think that's 9 entries a day if they really want the cap. You know, if a person wanted the cap, they could already had 60 entries right now. You know? So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to think of what to give away next, you know, because we the idea is that we want to make people feel like that they are important to this show. And so by giving away free stuff, maybe drinks at Sonic for a year. Who knows? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 4 months, whatever. You got a Sonic cup there, too?
That's not a Sonic cup, but it is Styrofoam.
It's Styrofoam. You're destroying the world. It's people like you, Bradley. It's people like you that is causing this infestation of heat upon this world because of your Styrofoam cups.
Global warming.
Yep. Global warming at its greatest. And I just want to congratulate you. If I could stick my hand through the screen and shake your hand, I would do that.
Would you?
Hey, you can tell I'm spry tonight. I'm spry tonight. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, what else is going on, Bradley? Do we have any more important news that we need to talk about before that we get to the things that really matter?
Well, I mean, I've got a couple of things. Both of them come out of the same article, out of the Los Angeles Times.
Now, wait just a minute. Can anybody in California tell the truth? That's my question.
Does it matter?
Oh,
is it relevant? I mean, here we go. But this the title of the article is Caitlyn Jenner brought fame to her run for California governor, but it failed anyway. Caitlyn Jenner was not embraced by the Republican Party in her bid to replace Governor
Why
Gavin
do you
Newsom.
Keep on saying her? Why do you keep on saying her?
I'm just reading the article, brother.
Well, you need to tell it like it is. He was born a male. He is a male. I don't care what they cut off. I don't care what they add. He's a male.
It's a little upset because it didn't feel the LGBTQ community supported its run for governor. And listen to this. This is just a side note that I thought was kind of interesting. It said an earlier version of this story stated that consultant Rob Stutzman said Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was the most famous person next to the Pope. And I just thought, hey, there's a way to start our show tonight right there. California at its best, right?
Man,
there,
I guarantee it. I mean, how in a world? Okay, so just because he had a sex change, that qualifies him for the LGBTQVXYZ community to hold close to their, you know, I know people are going to be sending me messages and all things all over
You're welcome.
Facebook, and they're going to call me homophobic, and they're going to call me everything in the book, but what it is, and I can't help it,
right.
Okay? But just because you have a sex change, that automatically implies that everybody that's homosexual is going to support you. Is that what he's saying?
That's basically, yeah, was upset, didn't have the support needed from there.
Because that he had a sex change, and because of the sex change, nobody supported his sex change. That's what he's saying.
He should have got special privileges, right?
Exactly, because he had a sex change.
Right.
Bradley, that's the mentality of the regressives of California. It really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
I hate to bring this up now, but Democrats, okay, they agree that if you criticize their behavior, okay, if you criticize their behavior, you're either a racist, you're a sexist, or you're a homophobic.
Yep.
So if I don't agree with the Democrats, and I don't agree with hardly anything the Democrats say, right, that I'm sexist, I'm a racist, and I'm homophobic. Now, Democratic politicians have repeatedly argued that criticizing a Democrat behavior just isn't something a normal, kind-hearted person would ever do. Snowflakes. They expect everybody to become a snowflake when they walk in the room. They expect everybody to turn over. They expect everybody to bow before them because, see, their mentality is a Marxist mentality, a socialist mentality, where that they are the kings and the queens, a monarchy, if you will, where they are the kings and the queens, and nobody should ever say nothing negative or derogatory against them. Now, this is what I'm talking about. When several media outlets reported that Vice President Kamala Harris presided over a toxic work environment where people feel treated like poo-poo, they use another word, okay, that the VP's allies lashed out at the gendered criticism voiced by former Harris staffers and current Biden administration officials, and senior Democrats even suggested sexist media coverage was to blame for Harris's low approval rating. Bradley, she got a low approval rating because as a vice president, she sucks. Just how it is.
It's plain and simple.
But listen to this. Okay. Because, you know, AOC, when you come against her, she wants to throw out the race card. Okay. And when people came against her about the dress that she wore, okay, she immediately went to the race card, and she started saying that that people they judge her because people of color. Okay. Well, listen, we're all people of color. I'm Caucasian. I'm Cherokee. Okay. My wife is a whole lot whiter than I am, but she's still people of color. Okay. When I hear the word color, okay, most of the time that's a race card that African Americans use. Not all of them. I have dear friends that don't use the race card, but when they get into a jam, okay, the first thing you want to do is throw in the race card, people of color. Okay. AOC is Puerto Rican. We're all people of color. That's what makes America so great, is because we are all people of color. Wouldn't it be boring? I think it'd be boring if everybody was one color. I think it'd be boring if we all had the same personalities. I think it'd be boring if we all had the same look-alikes and talk-alikes and, you know. But every time that somebody says something about her, she wants to throw in that they're racist against her because she's Puerto Rican. How much longer do we have to put up with this nonsense? Because if I come against a Democrat, and you know I'm going to, because that we know that they are regressives, okay, that every time that we criticize their behavior, we're either racist, we're sexist, or we're homophobic. Every time. So I'm just sitting here and I'm trying to get all of this, try to understand exactly what makes me homophobic just because that I don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle. What makes me racist because that I think that most Democrats, red, yellow, black, or white, I don't care, are wrong. That doesn't make me a racist. That makes me an American that I have the right to choose and to say that's wrong. Okay? So it just goes on and on and on and on. Okay? Does it ever stop, Bradley?
Doesn't look like it's going to. Looks like it's just going to be something that the regressives just continue to push. I mean, they pour the fuel on the fire for it. And it's going to be something that continues to build and build and build. And as long as they can use it, they're going to abuse it.
Yep, they will. Well, you know, Uncle Joe, he's in hot water again.
Oh.
I know you're going to find that hard to believe. But I want you to listen to this. This was 6 months ago. This is what Uncle Joe said 6 months ago. Okay, and let's see if I can get this.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point, I will. Yes.
That was 6 months ago. Are you thinking about going to the border? Yeah. At some point, I'm going. Okay. And has Uncle Joe even ever been to the border? His press secretary and our researchers can't find any evidence that he has ever been, at least in the last 10 years. So has he ever been to the border? The Republican National Committee research team hasn't found a single example of Uncle Joe visiting the border in the last decade. If he has, he should tell us when, and he needs to go to the border now to see the impacts of the open borders agenda, which apparently, according to sources of the Democrat Party, is that there is no border problem. But they're waking up. You know, I think that yesterday, after months of illegal crossing at historic highs, and thousands camped underneath the international bridge in Del Rio. Have you seen pictures of that, Bradley? Down in Del Rio, Texas. Somebody posted it to my Facebook page. Biden finally admitted that the border crisis was not under control. Imagine that. He's just waking up to the fact that it's not. Earlier today, Biden's DHS secretary, socialist secretary, admitted that the crisis was unprecedented and not seasonal. Now, yesterday, this same joker is telling us that there's no border crisis. That's what he told Congress. That's what he told Senate, that the borders are closed. There's no crisis. The borders are closed. Now, today, I guess he woke up in a new world. I guess he woke up with the realization that there might be a crisis and maybe the borders are not closed, right? And so now he's saying that this is unprecedented.
Sleepy Joe woke up.
Well, somebody's waking up. But you know what? It's enough lies. Biden needs to take responsibility. He needs to go to the border now, right?
Yeah.
He needs to go. I just think that a lot of things are taking place, and man, just the people who have control over it that can do something about it are not doing it, right?
Yeah, nothing's being done. I mean, it's just been kind of overlooked, swept under the rug, and hoping it would just go away, I think, was their hope. But obviously it's not. It's growing worse and worse day by day.
Is there a border crisis? 563-999-3597. Call us. Is there a border crisis, right? Give us a call. What's the number, Bradley?
563-999-3597.
Okay. Give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you. But, you know, I've got some shocking news.
Oh.
Yep. Maxine Waters has some of the craziest remarks that you may find on the CBP and Haitians. Maxine Waters is probably not one of my favorite people. Okay. I think that Representative Maxine Waters is delusional. But
I'm
if
saying
there,
it my point.
Yeah, well, I am saying that very nicely. But if there's anyone who's always competing for the worst comment ever, it is Maxine Waters. Now, you know what? She's going to have a good one with this debunked story. I know she will. That went viral about the Haitians being whipped by the Border Patrol, Bradley, which never happened. It never happened. But isn't it funny how that the regressives are making this a story where there really is not a story? Yeah. I've seen both sides. I saw both sides of the ranger, the police officer, the Border Patrol, right? That rain never touched a single Haitian. So why are they making such a big stink about it? Okay? And Waters claimed that the Haitian illegal aliens were being treated worse than animals. And the agents used whips on them. Now, listen to this. Used whips on them. Okay? Well, I just want to play what Maxine had to say.
To be able to petition to get into the country. What the hell are we doing here? What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again whipping black people, Haitians, into the water where they're scrambling and falling down, and all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their country. Yes?
Well, Maxine Waters, why don't you invite all of them over to your house for a cup of tea?
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
Now, she said what we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Number one, Maxine Waters, you've never witnessed anything that took place in slavery. So I don't know why you're standing there acting like that you know the ins and outs of what slavery was like. Nobody knows the hell people went through in slavery, Bradley. Nobody except for the slaves, right?
Yeah.
I promise that if the story is true, Kenta Kunte would have rather take a lash or two from a horse whip, if it really happened and it didn't, than to have his foot cut off.
Right.
Maxine Waters, again, is playing the race card. Okay. Maxine Waters again is showing her leftist socialist views. Okay. And she is screaming about something that she knows nothing about.
Yeah.
But doesn't that go to show, and that usually how it is with the left? That
yeah.
They'll pick up something that really didn't happen. This did not really happen. The horse reins never touched an Haitian. If it did,
yeah.
You could see that it was pure by accident. It was never something that officer did on purpose. Okay, and I have photos of each side of this officer. Okay. The Haitians were not cooperating. They were not doing what they were supposed to do, okay? And so Maxine Waters, if you're unhappy about that, why don't you go down to the border, load up a whole busload of them, and take them home and take care of them? And I doubt Maxine Waters done anything at all to quench it, to stop it. All she wants to do is cry about it.
Yeah.
All she wants to do is be a snowflake.
So that's what we've experienced from the regressives. I mean, let's take this back a year back in time, or not quite a year, a few months back in time, to the Capitol Hill riot when Democratic Republican or Representative Steve Cohen said that the Capitol Hill riot was similar to the attack on Pearl Harbor.
What?
I mean, give me a break.
Okay, so we had a Capitol Hill riot, all right? And just a few months before, we had a riot. Uh-huh. $1 billion deficit riot. Where are the regressives on that? And so this Capitol building riot is worse than Pearl Harbor. Now, apparently, whoever said that never stood on the USS Arizona as it is sunk in its water grave and watched the tears of the Arizona float to the top like I have. I've seen it twice. Both times it brought tears to my eyes. That can't even be compared to the horror of Pearl Harbor. That just shows the ignorance, Bradley, of these people. The ignorance of the regressives. And of course, you know, if we say anything negative, we're just racist. We're homophobic.
Yeah.
We're sexist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the feminazis can say whatever they want, feminazis just like Maxine Waters, can try to disgrace. She disgraced her own people. I'm sorry. She disgraced her own people. 563-999-3597. Disgraced her own people by comparing a lash that was supposed to have taken place from a horse rein compared to the beatings and the deaths of the African-American people when they were enslaved, the greatest injustice that's ever been done on American soil. And she's trying to compare the two. This woman's an imbecile.
Crazy.
She's an imbecile. That's all I can say. But, you know, go ahead. Go ahead, TJ. You're racist. You're racist. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because I tell it like it is. I tell the truth. People don't want to hear the truth a lot of times. Yes, you don't want to hear it coming from a conservative. They don't want to hear it coming from, you know. But what else can you say?
Exactly.
It's crazy. Okay. This just keeps on going. Because Rashida's rage, Tlaib slams disgusting and out of control border agents in Texas. What did they watch that I haven't watched? And here is the controversial congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, who is, by the way, Islamist, and she's upset. Listen. If you want to get upset about Islam, if you want to get upset about something, why don't you get upset, Rashida, about Afghanistan?
Yeah.
If you want to get upset about something, why don't you get upset about the Taliban? Why don't you get upset about something that's worth being upset about instead of a hokey-pokey lie that is taking place down on the border that the Democrats are pretending up until just today, they finally said, well, we might have a problem down there. We've been screaming there's a problem for the last week. For the last week, we've been – I got more to talk about, but I got to take a break. I'll be right back, Brad.
Right Talk, heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
Hey, friend, a few months ago I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, Hi, TJ. I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG. You are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times. Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, talk big, and walk big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series on Amazon.com.
We have so much more to talk about. We got Republicans who will not support the spending plan. You know it's illegal to purchase KFC. And so much more. I already found out, Bradley, I hate to be bearer of bad news, but you are either a racist, a sexist, or a homophobe. That does not apply to me, but it does apply to you. One more time, 563-999-4597. Let's call, tell us what you think. So, Bradley, yesterday, when writing about the conflicting stories coming out of Del Rio Haitian encampment, there was an analysis with an assumption that there's more to this story than what we're being told. A number of things being reported about how the Biden administration, Uncle Joe's administration, has been dealing with more than 14,000 Haitians, particularly the aggressive tactics being employed and the rapid deportation schedule, simply don't add up. Part of that comes down to the math. Now, we were told, Bradley, that flights leaving for Haiti were only carrying a bit more than 100 deportees each. Okay, so flights are going back to Haiti. They're taking these people back to Haiti. They're deporting them back on planes at about 100 people per plane, okay? But I didn't even go, I only had 3 hours of math college. That's all I've had, okay? But I'm smart enough to know that basic math suggests that it would take several weeks to send them all home at that pace, okay? And yet, by yesterday, listen to this, the number of Haitians was reportedly down to roughly 7,000. So almost overnight, we went from 14,000 to 7,000 Haitians. Something ain't adding up. So some of them may have gone back over the border to Mexico, possibly, okay? They're going to face deportation anyway. But half of the entire camp went back into Mexico? That's what they're saying. Well, about the only thing that I found positive about the Associated Press in the last 6 months have seemed to crack the case. And there are a lot of Haitian migrants who are no longer camping out under the overpass near Del Rio, but they weren't all put on planes. And this is the thousands of them were simply bused to other areas along the border and released. I want you to listen to this. This is by the Associated Press, AP. Many Haitian migrants camped in a small Texas border town are being released in the United States. Two, U.S. officials said, undercutting the Biden administration public statements that the thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion. Haitians have been freed on a very, very large scale in recent days, according to one U.S. official who put the figures in the thousands. So we're not even really sending them back home. We're releasing them back into... Now, I want you to think about this. Why are the Democrats so bent on sending releasing as many immigrants as they can into the United States. It's a plan, Jack. I'm telling you, it's a plan. This is not.
Because if they can show that they support them, take care of them, they get the vote.
They get the vote. Because in many states, you don't have to have an ID. Supposed to, right? And we always wonder why California votes so liberal. We always wonder why the Democrats always win in California. Well, let me tell you why they win in California. And you're going to see this happen in Texas as well. As these immigrants influx into the United States, they're going to vote for the people who were less resistant towards them.
Absolutely.
And we know that Republicans, conservatives, listen, if you're an immigrant, man, I hope the best for you. I want you to come in. I want you to have the American dream. But I want you to do it right.
Exactly.
Just like our forefathers did.
Yep.
You know, I mean, part of my forefathers were already here. Okay. But I have forefathers that came in just like your forefathers did, right? And settled in this great land, turned it into the great nation that it is today. But let's do it right. Okay. And that's not a theory. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. It's over 7,000, I won't say 7,000, but I'll say thousands of Haitians have now been released into the United States of America where they will find their homes illegally. But when it comes time to vote, they're going to be able to have a voice where they should have no voice at all. What do you think about that? I mean, am I right? Am I wrong? 563-999-3597. It's crazy, Brad.
It is. And what better time to do it than a year before term election comes up where they could lose control of the Congress?
Is that by accident? Is that coincident?
Oh, it's coincidental, I'm sure.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
You know, that it happens at such a time as this.
Yeah.
I think it's just a little bit more than coincidence. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
But, you know, hey, now they're saying we might have a problem at the border. But I don't understand why Uncle Joe don't go check it out himself. Right.
You remember the last time he tried to go down to Texas whenever he was running against Trump? I believe he drove his bus in and drove it straight back out. He didn't even stop. He got scared. He don't want to go to Texas.
He don't want to go to Texas. I knew this was coming, though, Brad. I knew this was coming. Okay. We have a rhino by the name of Bush. Used to be a president. Unfortunately, I mean, I voted for him. Well, who are you going to vote for, right? You probably voted for – we was in Anchorage, remember? We was in Anchorage, and we voted for Bush. Who else was you going to vote for, right? But he's a rhino, okay? And I hear a lot of people say rhino. And I just want to kind of tell you what rhino means politically, okay? And the rhino, okay, politically means Republican in name only. That's what it means. A rhino is Republican in name only, okay? And Bush is to endorse Cheney in a 2022 primary. Now, why would he even step out and to support or endorse Cheney, this Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, she is one of the few Republicans that voted to impeach President Trump. Remember that?
Yep.
And Bush is expected to headline the fundraiser for Cheney in Dallas, Texas. I thought, this gets crazy because she's running in Wyoming, right? But yet they're having a fundraiser for her in Texas. Let me tell you why. Because if Bush would have went to Wyoming, nobody would have showed up. He's Republican in name only. He's proven that time after time after time. He does not give one flippin'. He cares not about the conservative move. He's the part of the problem of being the swamp. And that's why that he can't support Trump, because Trump goes against the very initiatives that Bush set up while he was in president.
Yeah.
And, it's just crazy. I know that Cheney is the former vice president to Bush, Dick Cheney's daughter. I realize that. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. And she was wrong. Okay. And so Trump, will be endorsing Cheney's opponent, Harriet Hageman, in an effort to oust Cheney from office. And I strongly endorse Republican House of Representative candidate Harriet Hageman from Wyoming, who is running against warmonger and disloyal Republican Liz Cheney, said Trump in a statement. It's going to be interesting. That's going to be a very interesting election there in, I would say, Texas. But she's not from Texas, okay? That's just where they're holding their, they're raising money for her in Texas. Probably there might be a twofold reason for that. Number one is that she might not be able to raise money in Wyoming anymore because the Republicans have turned faced against her, right? And it might be that Rhino Bush might be her only friend in politics right now. Just because of what her daddy was, right? So anyway, it's all very interesting that even Republicans can turn and do bad things. Crazy times. I'll tell you what we need, Brad. We need you to tell us about True North.
Well, absolutely. True North is a book that I put together after years and years of studying business and being in business and sales, and realizing that one of the toughest things that we come up in our daily lives is we set goals. We all do it, New Year resolutions, goals.
Yep.
And we start out strong, and then we taper off. We end up not completing the goal. And True North is about a proven process, simple techniques and strategies that you can apply to help you not just set the goal, but finish the goal.
Finish
it. And so they've enjoyed it, applied it, and seeing it work. So get you a copy and set some goals.
Yeah, do that right now. Run over to Amazon.com just as soon as the show is over with, and look at Bradley Dick. And you're working on another one too, right?
Yeah, I'm working on another one called The Journey, which is a little bit more ministry related, about kind of coming up in my relationship with Jesus,
right,
my personal story, and some fun little journey times along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm working on a third book after that one. It's going to be The Cross Ain't Cool. And it's going to be talking about how the cross isn't just a cool emblem on our wall,
right,
but it represents something very powerful in our lives. So
that's going to be good stuff. I can't wait to get a hold of it. Hey, we'll be right back right after this, Brad.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with TJ and Brad.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We hire truckers. has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
Enjoyed it. We always talk to them. You know, enjoy talking. That's new for me, right?
Yeah,
right.
No way.
You know, I'm sure that as a kid, maybe not you, but walked into Ben Franklin, that's what the store was back in my day, right? Take me Wrigley. Walk into a grocery store, and when you're a kid, just go by the candy aisle and pick something up, eat on it, and not pay for it. Maybe you never did that. I mean, you know, you're an Eagle Scout. What do you expect?
Right.
Yeah. But I have to confess, I've done that a time or two in my life. Okay. Now, it wasn't as bad as my little sister. My little sister, she'd go steal cigarettes. Now, she always blamed me for that, okay? But
yeah.
Really, I had nothing to do with it at all. I was just an innocent bystander. I know you believe that. I know you know that's true.
I do, yeah. Absolutely.
I just put on my Clinton voice, and I didn't inhale. But... If you live...
I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah. If you live in California, if you Google shoplifting in San Francisco, you'll find more than 100,000 hits. And you'll find lots of YouTube videos where you can watch a single thief or an entire gang, it doesn't matter, walk into a San Francisco Walgreens or CVS and empty the shelves. I mean, completely empty the shelves. Most walk in, go about their pilfering, and then walk out. Though at least one thief rode their bike into the store and departed the same way, carefully navigating their two-wheeler down a narrow aisle. Now, we probably shouldn't call that shopping anymore. But since the term connotates the idea of a person trying to conceal their crime, in San Francisco, there is no attempt to conceal theft. And there is almost never any effort by store employees, including security personnel, to even confront the thieves. The most they do is record the thefts with their cell phones. Now, Bradley, my question to you is, why is California, why is shoplifting so rampant? I'm going to tell you why. Because I know you probably don't know this.
Oh, I'm curious.
Because the powers that be, these great minds that are filling the seats of congressmen and congresswomen of California, created a state law that holds the stealing merchandise worth $950 or less is just a misdemeanor.
Really?
Which means that the law enforcement probably don't bother to investigate. And if they do, prosecutors will let it go. I've heard a bunch of stupid stuff in my life. I'm a child of the 60s, raised up during the Vietnam War, graduated in the 70s, right? Went to college in the 80s. I've been around the world. I've been to 15 different countries. I'm leaving for Pakistan next month. I've been all around the world, Bradley, and I've never seen such stupidity in all of my life as I had people in California. Now, I don't guess you'll ever go hungry in California because all you got to do is walk in a store, fill up your buggy, and walk out the door.
Just keep it under $950.
Yeah, you don't even need food stamps anymore. But the problem is this, Bradley. Who's paying for that? Who's paying for all of this stuff disappearing off the shelf in California? Let me tell you who's paying for it. The increased prices that you and I are paying for it. Now, just succeed California out of the United States of America, we don't have that problem no more. If you don't want to live with, if you don't want to live with idiots, then move over to Nevada. Because if you go north, you're going to be with more idiots, right? Oregon and Washington, right? Arizona's okay. Do something. But where do people come up? Now, here I go again. I'm going to get me a blood pressure pill. Where do people come up with such idiotic ideas? Oh, you can have whatever you want. It's just a misdemeanor as long as it stays. So at $951, it becomes a felony?
Apparently.
People, gangs are walking into Walgreens and clearing off the shelves. Tickles up and down the aisles and putting it in their little basket. This is crazy. And we did it. And why won't the store employees do anything about it?
Yeah,
why don't they do about this? Because they don't want to take the risk. I don't blame them. I wouldn't take the risk. They don't pay me enough to take a risk. I doubt many would, knowing that the Rite Aid employee was murdered recently after trying to stop two thieves. What, you going to pay me $13 an hour for me to take my life trying to stop these Yahoos from coming into the store and rob? Why don't you hire somebody? Why don't you go out there? California is full of karate experts. Why don't they go hire some karate experts? Hey, this is more sense than anything I've heard yet, right? Remember Walking Tall, the guy with the stick? Hire you about five guys with a big stick and beat the crap out of them. I can promise you that they won't come back.
Yeah.
Right? Can I tell you why most people don't mess with Israel? Can I tell you why that these countries that surround them won't mess with them? Because Israel don't put up with it. They'll put the hurt on you. And so now you have all these yo-yos, these snowflakes in California that are making laws that make it hard for honest-abiding citizens to live a life, right? Well, Brad, our time's up.
Wow. That was fast.
I hate to leave it on such a note as that. But come on. Where are we at? I mean, can you imagine you and me walking into Fort Smith, Walgreens, and gangs in there taking stuff off the shelf and walking out the door?
Yeah.
There would be a police officer on every corner with machine guns pointed at everybody. Which should rightly be done.
Yeah,
rightly
absolutely.
Should be done. Bradley, I've enjoyed having you tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of Right Talk, and you're just as much part of it as I am. Appreciate you so much. And that's the show, bro. Say goodnight, Bradley.
Good night, Bradley.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.